And if they say no, you can still leave on a positive note. So that next time they don't have a bad taste. Oh, yeah, these are those rude jerks. When I told them I was busy, they were rude. And then they're even less likely to listen, right? But if we can plant a seed, hey, let me just give you one verse. And then a couple years later we come by, hey, let me give you one verse. Hopefully that'll germinate. And eventually they'll get softened up and get more receptive to the gospel. Look at Isaiah 55, verse 10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God's word has power, and when God's word is planted, the Bible says the sower soweth the word. That seed that's planted is a Bible verse, and that has power to affect people's lives. And they can get that down in their heart, and it can get them thinking, and it can cause them to have an interest in hearing the gospel. So sometimes we're just planting a seed. So if, oh, I'm busy, I'm not really interested, I don't have time now. Okay, be friendly and say, oh, okay, no problem. Let me just leave you with one quick verse. Because now that you've acknowledged, okay, it's no problem, 9 times out of 10, they'll listen to the one verse. And then I leave them with one quick verse, maybe John 3:16, maybe Romans 6:23, maybe 1 John 5:13, whatever verse I feel like doing. I rotate between, you know, several verses. I leave them with that quick verse, and then I spend about 30 seconds explaining that verse. Not a big, long explanation, but I just spend 30 seconds, and I just am trying to get across one thought. Not the whole plan of salvation, just one thought. Just leaving them with one thought, a verse, and an explanation. Now, if the person seems really intrigued, like, oh, wow, that's really interesting, then sometimes I'll say, well, hey, you know, can I show you the rest? And sometimes they'll say, yeah, because it got their attention. But most of the time, they'll hear the one verse, and that's it. And then it's, hey, have a great day. God bless you. See you later. You know, big smile, not being rude. This is what I've seen, the don't. Here's the don't, okay? Hey, can I take a few moments and show you from the Bible how you can be saved? No, I'm busy right now. You know, I don't really have time, but thanks anyway. I've seen it repeatedly. Literally, just walking away. And then I'm the silent partner, so I step in and smooth it over. Like, hey, have a good day. See you later. You know, as my partner just storms off. Or just, really? Really? You don't have time to hear the gospel? Like, don't you think this is important? Like, your soul, heaven, or hell? Oh, but you're too busy. You're too busy to hear the gospel, huh? Yeah, I'm sure what you're doing's real important, pal. Well, you know what? Enjoy hell. All right, see you later. You know, now I haven't seen that. Okay, that was a caricature. But I have seen just some rude, you know, I've seen the, really? You don't have time? And I have seen the storming off without saying anything.